And Montana would be a, not a sheep herder, but a, oh, I should know that. Gosh, you used to holler at him when I was in the Army.
What about the state to the south of Wyoming?
Colorado?
And a native of Colorado would be...
I used to know all that stuff.
Well, that's fine. What about the state to the west of here?
West? That's Utah. That's...
Where they grow all the potatoes?
Utah?
Or... Idaho?
Oh, you mean Idaho?
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's right. What would a native of Idaho, would they call him a potato? Would they call him anything else?
I don't know.
Okay. What about way down south? The state south of Utah, and the south of Colorado.
Oh, south of Utah.
There's Mexico, and then there's...
New Mexico and Arizona.
Uh-huh. Great. Do you know any Canadian provinces?
Canadian?
Uh-huh.
I should, but I can't recall them.
That's fine. What about, what do they call a native of the United States? Or a person who is a citizen of the United States?
Yankee.
Okay. I mean, besides that, we are all... Yeah, that's what I need you to say.
All Americans?
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have any terms for Canadians? What would you call a Canadian?
Gosh, I should know that, too. Because I've used it, but I can't think what it is.
Is it Canuck?
Yeah. Canuck would be one.
What about a Mexican? What would you... Either a polite or an impolite term that you would use in referring to them?
Referring to a Mexican. Greaser.
Okay. Negro?
Negro. Oh, golly, what did I call him? I'd call him a nigger.
Okay. Mormon?
Mormon. I can't think of it.
If someone said to you an Anglo, what's your understanding of the word Anglo? What does that mean?
That means English connection or ancestry.
Okay. What do they call people who live out in the hills or in the country? Do they have a special name for those who live way out away?
I can't think of any.
Okay. And someone who is not rich, a person who is not rich is...
Poor, I guess.
Uh-huh. Do you have any terms for poor people?
Can't think of them.
Okay. You mentioned a little about ranch hands, or about the people who stayed in the bunkhouse. What is a ranch hand?
Well, that's a man employed on a ranch.
Okay. Were there other names for ranch hands, or was that what they always called them?
No, that's the only thing I can think of, ranch hands.
Okay. And what's a sheepman or a cattleman? And were there other names for those?
Sheepman and cowman. I can't think of it.
How about for a miner?
Yeah, there is for miner, too.
But what would they call a miner? Do you know?
Dirt digger, I guess.
Dirt digger? Okay, great. And who was the mother of Jesus?
Oh, Mary.